Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to Ellum Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. I want to thank you guys for just continuing to follow Ellum Foundation and Unheard Voices because, you know, I think it's just really important that that I myself and continue to put out to our community. You know, and just share some thoughts and just share some ideas, which I believe and I'm hopeful that will encourage you through these times. And I know it's been quite some time since I've been on the air, but again, just want to thank you that I'm able to return to the station and thank you for your patience as you know, we go through these challenging times and as I had gone through my personal challenges. So thank you. So as this time, as we are at home and we are going through our COVID-19 stay at home orders, or going through all these things in which you know, that have now come before us, that I thought it would be a great time to return to the air, because as of right now, so many people have been home at least 9, 10, some at 11 weeks of being at home and, you know, just struggling with the things that they have to do now. Now, not only are they just parents, but you know, you're working from home or you're managing your business from home. You've now become the teacher, and during this time, which is it's just about learning to find a balance, learning to figure out how can I do all these things that are before me and find a peace within me. And surviving during this time has really become hard, not only financially, but on the mental aspect, you know, because you're struggling with all your thoughts and things that, and your concerns about being at home, figuring out how to manage your bills and manage your family, and also managing to find time for yourself. But I want to encourage you through these times because I'm the same. You know, I've had thoughts of like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How we're going to do these things? And as a business owner, you know, your concerns are valid. And as a mom, you know, just concerned about the safety of your family, the safety of your children. But what I had to learn to do is to adjust, become able to figure out how I was going to provide for my business and figure out how I was going to continue to stay in contact and with my family. My family is a small family, so we're a very close-knit family. And what I personally found hard was not being able to connect with my family person to person as often as I would be able to. My mom is here with me, and just now dealing with not being able to visit her. She is in a nursing facility, and bless her heart, at the great age of 91, soon to be 92 years old, my fears and my concerns and not being able to love on her and hug her, you know, that's very hard. And then watching her, you know, and those who have family members who are in a rehabilitation center or a senior citizen facility, you know, it's been weeks, at least since the beginning of March, since I have not been able, or since we have not been able to interact with our family members face to face and being able to hold them and touch them. So with me struggling with not being able to embrace my mom and not being able to really touch her and love on her, that's very hard. My family is out of state, so I had to, you know, figure out how am I going to be able to love on my family for months and months without being able to touch them or having an option to travel to visit them, and also then vice versa. So, and as far as the business, it was, you know, figuring out how to maintain it. How, as a nonprofit organization, you know, we do not receive grants or things from the government. So everything that we do is received from the community. And when the community is shut down, how is Ellen Foundation going to be able to provide for provide the resources and the tools to provide for those in the community that were at need? So like you, I've had so many things on my plate, and you know, another big one was making sure I stay out of the refrigerator so I don't eat myself to death. So, but I wanted to encourage you through this time, because I had to step away from all my fears. I had to step away and not give in to my thoughts, not to give in to the things that played out in my mind. And I had to learn to stand and take each day as each day. And was very hard, you know, that was the hardest thing that I had to learn to do, because it was no longer about getting up and having a daily routine. It was, how can I keep my mind in a place of peace? How can I keep my body in a place of peace and healthiness? So I had to step back and I had to go back to some of the things. As a speaker, you know, it's like the doctor being the worst patient. And I myself, as a speaker who go out, excuse me, and encourage women and men to be able to move through their trials and tribulations. And I have to remind myself that this is no different. How am I going to take this thing, this season that is here, that is presented before me, and turn it into something that was good? How can I continue to keep my sanity? So what I did is I took a step back. I stepped back and I went back to the old way. I went back and wrote out, okay, I have all this time on my hand. What am I going to do with it? I have my family home 24/7. What am I going to do with this? I cannot see my mom or interact with my family that's out of state. What am I going to do with this? So I developed a plan to to help encourage not only my family, but keep my sanity. So I went back and wrote it out. What did I want to achieve? What did I want to take from this time? Because I know we're not going to be at home forever. I'm hopeful of that. But as we slowly begin to come out of our stay-at-home orders, what am I going to have achieved? You know, I as a mother with children, I always wanted to, and they're older, so I wanted to develop, keep a closer relationship with them, and keep me in tune. And you know, I want to learn things, and you know, and become a part of their world, and wanted them to see what my world is from my eyes, and I wanted to learn with them. So what I did was take that as you know, as one of the things I wanted to achieve. Of course, lose weight. How am I going to continue to develop my body and where it's not constantly, you know, running to the refrigerator or just being laid out on the couch? But how am I going to lose weight? How am I going to keep myself healthy? So I developed a plan where, excuse me, what is going to be the first step? You know, so each person has a first step. All you have to do is figure out where that step is going to be. You know, let me just go back to the family portion. So what I did with my family is that develop a call with my family every 2 weeks for the full family. You know, that includes nieces and nephews, and where, you know, we would interact, we would check on each other, we would spend at least an hour to 2 hours just talking about things and just making sure that we're staying healthy, and you know, and just begin to make plans for what we're going to do when we get out. Now, as far as my children, what I ended up doing is we started this thing where we wanted to learn about things that we didn't know. There are so many animals. There are so many things out there that we had no knowledge of. So every night or every other night, depending on, you know, what they're doing, me and my children, we would have a call. Each one of us would take turns and talk about animals and, you know, and just share things about them where it's like, wow, we didn't know. And we also develop a Netflix night. So we all, you know, we come together one night out of the week or one night out of every other week, and we have a Netflix party, and we, you know, it's like going to the movies, and I stay connected to them. I stay open with them. I talk to them about things which, you know, as a parent, we struggle with talking, but I've learned to be more receptive and hear them out because, you know, as parents, we become so consumed with our lives and, you know, paying the bills and doing these things and making sure, you know, we get on this wheel, and we forget that as we are so busy trying to do all these things that we forget to stay in tune with our family, with our children. So that was one thing that I had to learn to do. Also, I wanted to refresh my language skills. I used to be able to speak, you know, fairly decent Spanish, but I also wanted to learn another language. So, of course, I have a little team where we encourage each other to learn in another language. We're not only refreshing, you know, my Spanish, but now I'm also learning French, you know, something that I wanted to do. And then also learning to play an instrument. I used to be able to play a couple of instruments, but my love has always been for the piano. So I returned to taking lessons and learning the piano. But the one thing that I found through all of these things that I found to be most important was to find a foundation, return to my foundation, return to the strong foundation, which, you know, through the business, through everything that never walked away from it, but, you know, would be like, you know, let me jump in and out of things. But, you know, my foundation is just returning to my prayer life and become stronger in my prayer life and finding peace about the things that I wanted to achieve and to make myself whole. And as parents, and not even just as parents, but as an adult, you know, there's so many things that we suffer in silence with, and we struggle with, and because of the things that we struggle with, we tend to make a lot of bad decisions out of fear. So I had to return to the foundation. I had to return my focus away from the fears, from feeling overwhelmed. I had to find a peace about everything. So I went back to what gave me peace. So I developed my prayer life, and I turned back to God. And it's not like I never left, but now it's just I'm walking so close, and I understand how just searching Him and being at peace and staying at the Word, staying in the Bible, and also just continuing to just look at Him every day. It has allowed me to find a peace. Yeah, I still have the concerns, but I have to take each day. I had to learn to take each day as each day is given to me and not be worried about, oh, tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own worries for itself, or next week, or the week after, or, you know, months from now. I have to stop looking so far down the line and putting that burden upon me. But each day is to turn my fears, turn away from my fears and find that balance. So the hardest part was starting. And so I had to figure out how was I going to start? How was I going to achieve all the things that I wanted to achieve and not feel overwhelmed in trying to, you know, be successful in these things? The most important part was to write it down. Write it down. What is the easiest thing for you to begin to achieve? So for me, in meeting God in the morning, is that yes, I had to learn to get up earlier and begin my prayer life. I had to find that quiet time, which was early in the morning, where I'm not on a conference call or people are pulling and, you know, doing all these things. So I had to start. To lose the weight, I had to begin to, you know, exchanging my burgers and French fries and those things and going and figuring out how was I going to begin to eat healthier, but still have my little treats and things so that way I wouldn't begin to, you know, just eat the stuff because, my treats, I wasn't receiving my treats. So I know it was just so much stuff that was given to you, during this time. But again, as I stand before you today, I just really want to encourage you through this time that that all things, this will end. Our family is stronger together. You think about it, because we were always going all the time, running for work, running to do these things that we didn't have time to enjoy each other. And here, our families have found time to enjoy each other, to laugh at our silliness and think about the things that, even though this time can be scary, what are the great things that have come out of this time? You've developed a business. Think about how many people learned how to make these masks and develop a business to help people in need and provide, So where are you going to start? Have you started playing down? And if you haven't started, you're never too late. You can always start. You can always begin. The most important part is to take the first step. So be encouraged through this time, because this time gives you a lot of time to plan and prepare. So when we come out of our stay-at-home orders, you'll have, learned a new language. You have started a new side hustle. You have developed time with your family, and they will appreciate that. You will love getting out together more and being able to have those times to talk to each other. So no worries about the fears. And again, they do creep in because I have them. But just stay encouraged. Remember, find a quiet place. I turned actually my closet into my place of refuge so I can not be disturbed. But, everybody has a quiet time. I've learned to read more books to find a balance. So tomorrow has its own things. Just take each day as it comes. And those who are still struggling, who cannot come out of the fears and just struggling with, loneliness and just thoughts that you're just having, I suggest that you reach out to the national hotline. If you've been laid off and you no longer have access to speak to someone professionally, contact the national hotline, which is 1-800-662-HELP, 1-800-662-HELP, that's 4357. And here they are counselors on staff to help things in which you are struggling with, your fears, your doubts, your concerns, your anxiety, depression, so many things. So never be afraid. Do not be afraid to reach out to them. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price, the CEO of Ellen Foundation, and also a consultant for PA Price. So thank you. Feel free to reach out to us by email at info@thelarry, M like Mary, foundation.org. share your thoughts, share your concerns. If you are in need of help in some way, Ellen Foundation is able to put you in touch with someone in your state or your town, and or be able to help you provide with food or resources during these times. So thank you again. Catch us tomorrow as we continue to come to you with things and on how to get through these times. So thank you.